Ramsey TV.
Yes, you heard that right. You heard it right. I am the world's most outspoken Bible scholar by unanimous decision. This is Martin Zender. I make sense for a living 5 days a week. Also on the weekend. You just don't know about it because I don't generally broadcast shows like this on the weekend. But I still make sense. Ask my friends. They will tell you all about it. Welcome to MZTV. Got a crazy title today, but not so crazy. You're going to love it. Medicine, Religion, Jealousy, and Running Shoes. This is about systems of overprotection, really systems of self-righteousness on this earth that attempt to rule and coerce and lord it over other people. But we are free. We are free people in Christ. And no matter what, that's no matter what. But our outside world, the circumstances, the government. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to add government to this. Medicine, religion, government, jealousy, and running shoes. Oh, this is going to be tough to get all this in today, but I'm gonna try to do it. I'm gonna start with running shoes. Some of you have heard me say this before. This is a favorite topic of my running shoes. But there's such a spiritual lesson here. Now, I don't know if anyone else has ever brought you a spiritual lesson via running shoes, but I'm the guy to do it. If you've heard these analogies before, well, indulge me, please. I'll say it differently this time because every day that goes by, I learn more and more, and I do it better and better. It ain't bragging if you can do it. This is my running shoe. This is called the Merrell Vapor Glove 5. I want to show you a special characteristic of this if you've never seen it before, and it's this. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I can twist the Merrell Vapor Glove 5 into a pretzel. I can squeeze it into a ball. There's absolutely zero support for my foot in this shoe. Absolutely zero support. And I want you to look at the hole at the bottom. You see that? Well, that's a good thing. The more this shoe wears down, the better it gets. Why? I am glad you asked, because that's the point of this whole show. Because the foot that God made is so intelligent, and it knows how to run, it knows how to walk. And when left to its own devices, it will land perfectly on the ground. It knows just where to land, just how to land, and it knows just the right impact to make. If you want to see perfect running form, you watch kids running barefoot in the summer. Watch them run barefoot. It's perfect form. Some of the greatest long-distance runners were the Kenyans and the Ethiopians, still are, because they were raised without shoes and they ran barefoot. Now they have these million-dollar Nike contracts. That's a pity. But they already learned how to run, and they learned how to run barefoot. This is because, again, the foot made by God with all its wonderful tendons and muscles and bones and joints, it's perfect machine for contacting the ground while a human being is in motion. And I have discovered this over the years, that the more you leave the foot alone, let it do its thing, the better your form will be and the less injuries you will have. Why was there suddenly a rise in podiatry in the 70s? The running boom started in the 70s. I was part of that. And people started building shoes specifically designed for running. And in the wisdom, quote unquote, of the human race, it's like, we need more padding, more protection. And you see these shoes today. They're $150, $200, and they have all these struts and springs and sidewalls and padding, inches and inches of padding. And what happens, ladies and gentlemen, is that the foot goes to sleep inside these shoes, or as the feet would call them, tombs. Tombs. The foot says, apparently you don't need me. And so people running in these giantly padded shoes, they actually hit the ground harder than I do in these freaking ballet slippers because my foot is left alone to do what God made it to do. It's not, quote, helped, unquote, by inches of padding and springs and support. It's not helped. Doesn't need the support. Leave me alone. Boy, I can think of an instant analogy with government. As Ronald Reagan famously said, the 10 scariest words you can ever hear is, hello, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Scariest words you'll ever hear. Hi, I'm from the Nike company, and I'm here to help. No, I don't want you to help. Leave me alone. Leave my foot alone. My foot is created by God to run. And folks, you know, I ran for years and years and years in regular shoes, and I developed a knee injury. It wasn't a horrible injury that kept me from running, but it was just irritating. It would swell up. And once I learned to go minimalist, once I learned how to run barefoot, and yes, I would run barefoot. I learned that the best way to run is with as little support on the feet as possible so that your feet can actually read the ground and communicate to the rest of the body what it needs to do. And when I started running minimally, when I started getting shoes like this, my knee problems disappeared. I told you a year ago, February, I did a 43-mile run in one day from here to Lake Worth, Florida, and I ran in these shoes. It was basically like running barefoot. I would prefer to run barefoot, but it's hot down here, and the concrete gets hot. And so I wear as minimal a shoe as possible. My knee injuries disappeared. I was on a training regimen before that run where I was running 12 miles a day, every day, not taking a day off for 2.5 months. 12 miles Monday through Sunday. Not one hint of injury, not one hint of discomfort, knee problems gone. It's because I reduced, I simplified my life, and I let my body do what it does best. And again, I say this to you, all the running injuries are caused by the freaking shoes. The cure is worse than a so-called disease. All running injuries, most running injuries are caused. It starts at the foot. If you're running and you have hip problems, it starts at the foot. If you're running and you have back problems, starts with the foot. If you have neck problems, starts with the foot. The foot is intelligent. Again, it knows how to hit the ground. But when you put it to sleep in a freaking $150 shoe, the foot says, I guess they don't need me anymore. F it. And then you end up hitting the ground harder and hitting the ground weirder. People run weird in padded running shoes because they don't know how to contact the ground because the foot is checked out. The foot's gone on vacation. They don't need me anymore. And so people get knee injuries because they're running heel to toe. They get back injuries because everything starts at the foot, and it's just horrible. I've already made the analogy of the government. When government says they're going to help you, forget it. They don't know anything about you. Government, all government should be local government, and people should be left alone in their communities. I'll even say in the United States, their states, to govern themselves as they see fit. The fatal conceit of liberalism or leftism, I'll say that, is the assumption that a city far, far away from you has your best interest in mind. The European Union, for instance. What does Brussels care about Great Britain, for instance? And Great Britain finally got ticked off with people 1,000 miles away thinking that they knew what was best for them. And so they said, leave us alone. We don't need your padding and your foam and your support. Leave us alone. We know how to govern ourselves. The fatal conceit of leftism is that a governing body, far away from the people, sealed off from the people, ignorant of the needs of the people, can possibly rightly rule those people. And the more people throw off big government, the happier they are as they govern themselves locally, because they know each other. And anything that gets big, ladies and gentlemen, is bad. Big is bad. You heard it here first. That's probably the common theme here. Big care, big concern. But it's all a farce. It's all a fake. Nike doesn't give a damn about your feet. They give a damn about charging you $200 for a running shoe. And they think they play on your psychological issues. Well, the more padding, the better. The more support, the better. The more government, the better. The more the government takes care of us, the better. No, the worse. Now let's get to medicine. Okay, you can see all the analogies. Let us take care of you. We know all about your health. You know all about my health. You don't know anything about the human body. You're in it to sell drugs. You're in it as a corporation. You don't care about my individual health. I'm all for natural, holistic medicine. Yes, I am. I don't trust big this, big that. I don't trust big shoe companies. I don't trust big government. I don't trust. Well, wait till I get down the list here. And here it comes. It's like, leave me the hell alone to my small little circle. I will find out what works for me, for my body. And I don't want a government corporation telling me what I need to do to my body. Don't need that. Don't want it. So you ask, well, how does jealousy come in here? Well, I know about this. I lived in Brazil for a year with a woman who I loved dearly, but she had this insane jealousy. I mean, couldn't leave anything alone. Checking my phone, breaking into my computer all the time. No matter how many times I told her that I'm here for you. I left my country. I left my friends. I left all the women I knew before to be here with you. That didn't matter to her. She was always threatened by anything. If I looked the wrong way on the street, oh, you saw those three blondes over there. I saw you looking at those three blondes over there. I would say, really? Where? I missed them. I wasn't looking at the blondes. I was looking at a dog or a guy in an Italian suit. A lot of great things to look at in Sao Paulo. And whenever I emailed a female, she had a big issue with it. I said, it's a fellow member of the body of Christ. All my friends are in the body of Christ. I have male and female friends. If the friend's name was Fred or Bill or Joe or John, she had no problem. But if the friend's name was Jill or Barbara or Nancy, oh, forget about it. Big problems. And I'll never forget this. And this was what fits in with my theme. She said, I said, why are you constantly not trusting me? For one thing, big problem, constantly worrying about everybody I contact or anytime I turn my head. She said this, I'm trying to protect us. You're trying to protect us? Well, you're killing us. Let me tell you, that's what I said. I said, you're not protecting us. You're ruining us. Relationship needs trust. I tell you, I'm here for you. I have no other girlfriends, for God's sake. What the heck? I'm in freaking Brazil. I left my country. I left my friends. You have no trust. You're trying to protect us. Overprotection. Parents do this with their children. Overprotection. Thinking that you're doing the best. Government, big government. Overprotection. We'll tell you what you need to do to your body for the corporate good. Overprotection. The Nike company. Overprotection. And these people maybe, In a best case scenario, they think they're doing well. They think they're doing good, but they're not. They have this, what they do, they have a pathological need to control other people. They have a pathological need to control you. They have a pathological need for you to need them. Medicine, oh, forget about it. They need you to need them. They don't want you off taking care of yourself. They don't want you off taking vitamins. They don't want you off, no. They need you to need them. And they have a vested interest in keeping you not too good. The government needs victims. Big government needs victims. Big government needs dependents. The worst thing you can do to a big government is for people to be independent. People to be making it on their own. Oh, that's the worst thing that can happen to a centralized system of government is for people to make it on their own. When Britain left the European Union, the Brexit, oh, they just wanted to be left alone. Oh, they didn't like that in Brussels. No, you can't do that. You need us. That's the thing. This is the lie. The lie of the Nike company is you need us. No, I don't need you. I might need the Merrell company who makes these shoes, but I can run barefoot. Worst comes to worst. Medicine, you need us to be healthy. No, I don't. I just need to eat right and run and drink water. Let me repeat. Eat right, run, and drink water. So screw you. Big government, screw you. Jealousy kills relationships. You hold loosely to people and they will love you. They will love you for that. They will love you for the freedom you give them. And they will use that freedom to love you even more. If this chick would have just left me alone, I loved her to death. I still love her, but she ruined everything. And she couldn't help it. It was a disease. It was pathological. Couldn't help it. Trying to protect us. You ruined us. Just like the Nike company ruined my feet. And tyrannical government has killed millions of people over protection. And most people die in hospitals. I got to be careful here, don't I? Yeah. If you want to die, go to a hospital. Now we come to religion. Oh, yes. Creme de la creme. The greatest example ever. You can't have a relationship with God without us. And they insert themselves between you and God. At one time, this was a legitimate thing with Israel. Israel was a priesthood nation. God inserted Israel between the people and himself. But of course, they became pompous about it. They became arrogant about it. And then they began to develop this pathological need to control other people. And that's the common thread here. My girl in Brazil wanted to control me. The people in the medical industry want to control you. The Nike company wants to control you. And religion sure as hell wants to control you. They need you to keep being a sinner. So they can give you all the solutions, so they can check up on you, so they can say you can't even try to not sin without us. That's another common thread. You need us. You need us. You can't do it without us. Oh, yes, I can. And I do, and I will in the future do it without you. Now that Israel is on hold and not coming back as a nation, as an intermediary, as a priesthood until the body of Christ is snatched away, we have a direct relationship with God, access with confidence to the Father, according to our great apostle Paul. Access with confidence to the Father. My foot has access with confidence to the ground because I've taken away the priesthood of the freaking foam. It's a beautiful thing. The intelligence of the foot, the intelligence of a human being to govern itself, to take care of itself, to be autocratic, autonomous. The opposite of which is tyranny and centralization, leftism. Oh, religion. Yes. The Pharisees told the people that we'll protect you from error. We'll tell you when the Messiah arrives because only we are trained enough to know. There's another, the arrogance. The conceit, the arrogance that only we know, the people in Brussels, in the European Union, only we know how to govern you. You're not smart enough to govern yourself. Same thing with Washington, D.C. today in my country. You people, you're too stupid. We went to the Ivy League schools. We know how to best rule you. You don't know anything. The Nike company. Oh, geez. A bunch of hayseeds out there trying to run minimally, trying to run without shoes. No. Only we can give you what you need. Such arrogance. And my girl in Brazil, I know who your friend should be. You need to get rid of that person and that person. I'll let you keep that person. But you need to get rid of that person and that person. Who are you to tell me who my friends can be? That's arrogant. It's conceited. It poses as philanthropic. It poses as I'm doing a favor for you and for us. No, you're not. Get the hell out of the way. Just love me and trust me. No, government can't love you and trust you. Medicine can't love you and trust you. Running shoes don't trust you. They're going to take care of all your problems with all that freaking padding. And religion sure as hell doesn't care for you. Religion only wants to build up its own power. And all these institutions need victims. They all need victims. And they will stoke your victimhood. They will feed the fire of your insecurities. And that's where they get their hold on you. Do not surrender to any of these entities, please. Live as naturally as you can. Live as autocratic as you can. and trust God. Trust the wisdom of God, the one to whom we have access with confidence without any intermediary whatsoever. It's all related, baby. It starts with the smallest thing. And it applies to every aspect of life. And it goes right up the ladder, right up the chain, right up the food chain. The top of the line is God. And he loves us without any padding. We don't need any padding. We don't need any fancy support systems. Christ is our head. And that's support enough.